Now, in this session, we're going to hone in on technique. What does technique mean to me? How does technique and craft go together? Well, craft is really made up of those tiny cells which all put together create in its entirety the craft, the craftsmanship. What does the actor do? The actor has a voice and the actor has a body. And the actor, voice and body is different from the character he or she is creating. And that's very important. You have to find the voice. You have to find the body of a Juliet or an Alice in Wonderland or a refugee child from Syria. All children, but the circumstances surrounding the child help to create the voice and the body. The age creates the voice. You don't speak in a gravelly bass tone if you are playing a young male, whether it's a young male from the classics of Shakespeare or Molière or Mark Twain. That is the challenge, because every human being has a distinct footprint and fingerprint and a distinct voice and a distinct way of walking. And if you don't believe me, just watch people. And that is also one of the tools of the actor, the power of observation. The skill, the time that it takes to observe another human being. A human being born in the country, walking on with bare feet, no shoes. And the person who walks with no shoes has a different body and gait and step from someone walking in sneakers or moccasins or high heels, just as an example. A person walks depending on their economic and social status in their society. Take a village, take a city, take a country. The children of the village will walk differently than the children of an urban environment with a capital house, which is maybe a palace. Soft rugs on the floor, and when one goes out, one rides in a car, on a horseback, in a carriage, or makes strides on the pavement, just as an example.